Power and authority. It may seem a little strange to think of power and authority as essential for healing, but let's see what the Bible says about Jesus. A great crowd came to hear him and be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits. And they were healed, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all. Luke 6:17-19. And what did Jesus say when he sent his disciples out ahead of him? Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Luke 9:1-2. Later on, Jesus sent out 72 disciples in the same manner as he sent out the 12, and we see that they were successful. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." Luke 10:17. Jesus understood the spiritual nature of sickness and demon possession. Paul, who wrote much of the New Testament, talked about this spiritual opposition and said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Ephesians 6:12. Part of this battle goes on in our mind, where the thoughts that we have influence our decision-making processes, which leads on to our actions. This is the reason why Paul, the apostle, urges us to take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Romans 12:21. This is further explained in 6 ways to take your thoughts captive. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Matthew 10:1. He then went on to advise people to protect themselves by putting on the full armour of God. It's truth about God, righteousness of God, knowing the good news of Jesus, faith in God, eternal salvation won by Jesus, knowledge of Scripture, and finally prayer. Therefore, take up the whole armour of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Ephesians 6:13-18. After Jesus left the earth to go to God the Father, Acts 1:9-12, he sent the Holy Spirit in his place to live inside those who accept Jesus as their Lord and Saviour, John 14:26. Since the Holy Spirit is also God, then he also has this same power and authority as Jesus. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Matthew 28:18. Talking about the Holy Spirit being more powerful than the evil spirits of the Antichrist, John, one of Jesus' disciples, said to Christians, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you," that's the Holy Spirit, "is greater than he who is in the world," the evil spirits. That's 1 John 4:4. So power, and authority are vitally important to healing. Healing testimonies. Powerful testimony of healing. It's a broken neck and back. John Mellor healing teaching. Divine authority to heal the sick. Stage 4 cancer healed. Further information on obedience and authority. Obedience and the authority to heal. Ken Blue, book chapter 13. Can we heal others? Is it possible for us today to heal others just as Jesus did? Spiritual healing is not something we can do on our own, but with God, all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. To answer this question, can I point you to some scriptures? Jesus says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will also do, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father." John 14:12. He also said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you." John 16:7. Jesus here is talking about the Holy Spirit. Read more about who the Holy Spirit is and what he does. What is the Holy Spirit? So Jesus sent us the Holy Spirit so that whoever accepted Jesus as their Lord would receive the Holy Spirit to live inside of them, to transform their thinking and their character, so that they would become like Jesus, 2 Corinthians 3:18. Today, this same Holy Spirit that was with Jesus can be given to you, to walk with you, to comfort you, to guide you through life's difficulties, to give you wisdom, to protect you, to heal you and to heal others. You too can be a follower of Christ and receive this Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can give you a variety of gifts, which include the gifts of healing and of miracles. These are supernatural abilities to restore someone to health. 1 Corinthians 12:4-11. My own experience of praying for others mostly involves my family, where relationships can be difficult on occasion. I have certainly witnessed quick responses to prayer, with relationships restored and peace and harmony starting to show. One man in our church had a headache which disappeared immediately after I prayed for him. There was a point in my life when I had to choose between life and running away from everybody and hiding, which was incredibly tempting, as that was what I had been doing for the whole of my life up to that point. It took some agonising before I finally decided to choose life. Shortly after making this decision, I met a woman who was to become my wife. Had I not made the right decision, it's unlikely that I would have met her. Your decisions will change how you live your life. God does have a good plan for each one of our lives, but will we decide to accept it? Jeremiah 29:11. Jesus came to give us life, and life in abundance. John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. That's John 10:10. In the Bible, Peter the Apostle, filled with the Holy Spirit, healed a lame man. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. Acts 3:6. The same things are possible for us today. Healing prayer testimonies. When people ask us if God heals today, we answer with a resounding yes. Does Jesus still heal today? Healing on the streets. And what is intercessory prayer? Why does God not heal everybody? The following article helps to explain these aspects. Why doesn't God heal everyone? An abbreviated version is given below. God is sovereign, and since he created us, he knows us perfectly. He therefore knows what is best for us at any given time in our lives. We may think, I just want this sickness or disability or pain to go away. But God sometimes uses suffering to accomplish different things in our life, which ultimately benefit us far more than suffering for a time. For example, this can draw us closer into relationship with him, developing our love, patience, perseverance, and to keep us from becoming proud, etc. Understanding that God's timing is perfect can also help us to come to terms with suffering. The Bible has some things to say which describe parts of God's plan. We can learn to reprogram our thinking so that through the Holy Spirit we can think and become like Jesus. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3:17-18. Biblically speaking, there are a number of things which can slow down or even stop your healing from happening. Doubt. Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done." Matthew 21:21. Unbelief. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Matthew 21:22. Lack of faith. God's grace, which is described as undeserved favour, is received through faith. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Romans 8:6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. James 1:6-7. Ask wrongly. Yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. James 4:2-3. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Matthew 21:22. Here, believing is essential to receive. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. Luke 11:9-10. The sense here is that of keeping on asking, not giving up. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Philippians 4:6. Supplication has a sense of devotion and reverence for a holy God. Unconfessed sin. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. James 5:14-16. If you're considering asking Jesus into your heart as Lord and Saviour, please visit Accepting Jesus.com.